In all, there were 4 applicants seeking the preliminary permit to study hydroelectric power potential at Ruth Lake, Petersburg, Wrangell, Angoon, and the private company Cascade Creek. In its December 7th filing, Petersburg claims the commission violated the Federal Power Act by awarding the permit to Angoon. The commission gives a preference to a municipality applying for a permit over a private company. And in the past, commissioners have also used a tiebreaker for multiple municipalities seeking the same permit based on which application came in first. In the case of the Ruth Lake permit, all 3 municipalities filed multiple versions of their applications on both February 2nd and February 3rd of this year, the earliest they could file for the permit, both electronically and in person in Washington, D.C. The commission decided that all 3 municipalities got their applications in at the same time, and in August held the first of its kind in the nation random drawing to determine the first filed status. Celeste Miller is a spokesperson for the commission.
Electronic filing, as you know, is a newer way of filing things at the commission, and because of that, items can be filed here after the close of business, which is 5 o'clock electronically. So if they're filed after 5 o'clock, before the commission opens the next morning, they're all considered filed at the same time if they're filed after midnight. So that's what happened in this particular case. So there was the random drawing to prioritize those based on time.
Angoon won that random drawing and was granted the preliminary permit last month. Petersburg's December 7th rehearing request points to the electronic documents posted on the commission's website that show Petersburg's application came in over the fiber optic wires first, less than a minute ahead of Wrangell's and 10 minutes ahead of Angoon's. Meanwhile, Wrangell officials have also made the case that they were first in line to physically hand in a copy of their filing on February 3rd in the nation's capital. Petersburg also is challenging Angoon's right to a municipal preference and points to evidence that community is working with the private company Cascade Creek. Petersburg also quotes from the Federal Power Act and argues that the commission should have ruled which of the applications was best adapted to use in the best public interest the water resources of the region. The commission has said it does not look into allegations of public-private cooperation at this stage in the permitting process. Commissioners also ruled that none of the applicants submitted detailed plans for developing Ruth Lake. Commission spokesperson Miller says FERC will consider the request for a new hearing.
So the commission, with rehearing requests, they can deny rehearing completely. They can deny or grant rehearing in part, deny it in part, or grant it fully. There's a range of possibilities.
The commission has 30 days to respond to the request. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.